Thinking about what you eat. That's our topic in this interview as we interview Julia Putzies. And she is a nutritional therapy practitioner and the founder and GM of Trash Panda, which is a food scanner app. We'll talk about that more specifically momentarily. Julia, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, we're going to talk about your software, Trash Panda, and that sort of thing, but let's set the stage. Food choices. What's the landscape right now? What are some of the things you're seeing as far as people making food choices and how they're able to make those food choices?
Yeah, I think there's a huge shift happening right now where people are starting to pay a lot more attention to the quality of the food and the ingredients in their food versus the calories or the fat in their food, which, you know, in the past, I would say 20 years was more of a focus. So less about focusing on counting your calories and, you know, restricting how many grams of fat you're eating and those types of things, and more focusing on, is the food you're eating real food? Are you eating a lot of ultra-processed food that has additives and things that, you know, your body doesn't really know how to process? So focusing on eating real whole foods, even if it comes in a package, that doesn't have to mean that it's ultra-processed. So starting to differentiate between those things and make food choices that help you feel good and really, you know, that are going to promote health for the long term.
So are the nutritional labels, I know that every piece of food we buy, every box, every bottle, every can has all of this nutritional information on it. Is that not enough to make intelligent decisions?
No, I mean, you really have to read the ingredients in what you're purchasing. The nutritional facts are a starting point, but they aren't going to tell you what the makeup of that food really is. And that really matters. There's a difference between eating ingredients that your body can recognize and the difference between eating foods that just have a bunch of ingredients that were concocted in a lab that our bodies aren't processing as well. And we can see a real correlation between the increase in consumption of ultra-processed food and the increase in, you know, chronic diseases like diabetes and heart disease and cancer even. So it's very important to not just look at the front of the package, not look at the marketing, not look at only the nutrition facts, but also very carefully read the ingredients. And that's where products like Trash Panda can come in and really help you out, because there are a ton of ingredients. It's a little bit hard to keep track of, and it can definitely be overwhelming. So using an app like Trash Panda that helps you read the ingredients is a great way to start and a great way to kind of dip your toe in and start learning about the ingredients to look out for and, you know, what to be aware of.
For example, we do see on most of the packages a whole listing of ingredients, but a lot of those are Greek to the average consumer. So obviously you're trying to demystify some of the issues that are with the, you know, not the basic components, but all of these things that have funky names and that sort of thing, and we don't really know what they are.
Exactly. I mean, there's a whole host of ingredients now. I would say a great rule of thumb is if, like you said, you read the ingredients and there's a bunch of things you can't pronounce or you don't recognize, that's a red flag. I also say that if you are reading an ingredients list and you don't think that you can find that ingredient somewhere else in the grocery store, that's also a red flag. So if it doesn't sound like another food that you can go purchase, you might want to be aware of what that ingredient is and careful about how much of it you're consuming.
Are there any ingredients or a group of ingredients that are the most nefarious or the most concerning?
I would say food dyes is a big one, especially if you're feeding young kids. There's really just no need to have food dyes in our food. The only reason food dyes exist is for marketing purposes and to make foods more appealing. So things like red 40, red 3, yellow 5, those are just colors added to food that are artificial, and they're starting to become banned. So there's been a ban on red 3 by the FDA. Although it used to be considered safe in food, it's now being removed as a possible carcinogen. And then a bunch of the other food dyes in our foods today are also starting to be removed based on state legislation and based on some of these larger food companies kind of opting in to take them out based on consumer demand, really. So although they are getting phased out, they aren't officially phased out yet, and not every company has agreed to remove them. So you definitely want to be aware when those are on a label, and especially if you're feeding kids. And because a lot of times they're on foods that are specifically targeted to kids, colorful cereals, popsicles, candies, things like that. So definitely want to be aware of food dyes is a great starting point. I also think that being aware of both added sugar, I mean, there can be over 60 different names for ingredients that actually just mean sugar on an ingredient label. So you can't just look for the word sugar. You have to look for things like dextrose and fructose and high fructose corn syrup. So you would think, okay, avoiding sugar is relatively easy, but you have to be aware of all these different kind of chemical names that are used for that. So added sugar is a huge one. But then on the flip side of that, you know, you also don't want to be consuming a whole bunch of artificial sweeteners or sugar alcohols, because those can be disruptive to the gut. So I would say those three as a starting point is great to be aware of. Those things are in tons of foods today, and definitely causing a lot of issues. So
well, we only have about a minute or so left, so let me make sure that you tell us about what Trash Panda is, how does it work, and how can you find out more about it?
Yeah, so you can take the Trash Panda app to the grocery store with you. You scan the barcode of any item that you're purchasing, and it will tell you if any of the ingredients in that food are potentially harmful, questionable, or a form of added sugar. So it's very easy to just scan the product, have these ingredients called out to you. You can tap into the ingredient if you'd like to learn more about it. All of the scientific studies with the health impact of that ingredient are linked directly from the app. So it's great to be learning about the different ingredients in your food and avoiding the ones that you want to avoid. You can also customize that if you're gluten-free or dairy-free. We flagged for a couple of those common, things that people try to avoid just for their own dietary preferences as well. And then we try to offer better alternatives. So if you scan a bag of chips and it has a bunch of, you know, dyes or other ingredients in it, then you can be directly given an opportunity to swap that out with something better, a bag of chips that has more simple ingredients. And we have, you know, curated shopping lists of all the things that you would want to buy at different stores that are better recommendations. So it really makes the process of, you know, swapping out those better ingredients easier, so that we're hoping to make those products more accessible to everyone, and just help people feel better and live healthier lives.
And again, the website?
It's trashpandaapp.com, and you can find us in the App Store or the Google Play Store.
All right, Trash Panda app available for wherever you download your apps. We have been visiting with Julia Putzies, nutritional therapy practitioner. It is the Trash Panda Food Scanner app. We thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.